Where are you from?
Yes, where are you from?
I'm glad you asked me twice. You see, I'm a bilingual. I'm a bilingual illiterate. I can't read in two languages.
Get back! This is a robbery! Give us all your money!
Fuck off.
There's too many cooks.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to Stuff Sucks.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey there.
Cauliflower cheese.
I'm Alf.
I'm Jim.
I'm Jan.
I'm Andy.
Mystery guest is a conscientious observer of this episode.
Yeah, he's come all the way back from Scotland to sit in the room.
Like the UN.
Yeah. All right, I found out moments before this that apparently this show is meant to have levity.
Levity,
yeah. It's meant to be sort of vaguely humorous.
Yeah.
Well, fuck that. I've got a thing that totally sucks, and it just sucks.
How bad?
If you can make it humorous, go for it.
Okay.
Right, so basically, we live in Europe, if you're listening from outside of there. And in Europe, we have...
What about the people who are listening from inside of Europe?
Well, Europe, they know that we're in Europe, okay. So that's fine. Right, they are hopefully aware that we are part of what is known as the European Union, mm-hmm. or EU for short.
Yeah.
And part of that is we have legislation, which is laws, effectively. Rules, if you will, about how much people are allowed to work... And how much people are not allowed to work because it's meant to be like protecting people from overwork or some shit.
It's a personal issue.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Yeah, I told you. Well, this is why it fucking sucks, right? So, I wanted to work a lot because I want to earn money so I can fuck off.
Mm.
I'm not allowed to because of these laws. However, when I went and looked on the government website about these laws, it says. It says they don't apply to anywhere that has 24-hour staffing, which is where I fucking work, has 24-hour mm-hmm. staffing. But also, there is a form or a letter you can write that waivers your right, the opt-out of it.
Yeah, when I was a security guard, they made me sign it if I wanted a job.
They threatened you?
Well, this wasn't so much of a threat, just if you want the job, you'll sign this.
Mm, heavy.
I would have quite happily.
I want to sign that. My employer won't accept it.
Why not?
They won't accept anyone doing it.
I'm sure I'm calling them a bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't yet. I'll try that approach on Tuesday.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's generally me pissed off about that.
Okay. I don't think I can make that fun.
Pardon me. You could have tried, you know what I mean? You could have tried. So, yeah, well, it's just, you know what I mean? The show's called Stuff Sucks, and that sucks.
The long
it's
and the short of it is that Europe has stopped you from going away.
We should have a referendum. We should all leave Europe.
I don't
you
know.
Can't, you can't leave Europe! Europe. Doesn't matter how much you try.
You can leave the EU, but you can't leave Europe. It's geography.
Damn you, Daily Mail.
We just need enough tugs.
We talked about the use of nuclear weaponry to distance ourselves from Europe, didn't we, previously?
But hang on a minute. You say we can't leave Europe, but arguably people have changed geographical locations.
Well,
there's plenty of people that have come into Europe
think about
that really aren't. So, surely we could go...
Yeah, but nowhere in Europe.
We've decided we're not in Europe
anymore.
You
could do like what they do for, it's like smoking, where it had all the scientists just be unable to find proof. You just have all the English scientists suddenly find loads of proof that we're on a completely...
Geographers, I guess.
Well, you get a few in there for scientists to back them up anyway. Make it cross,
And
Have them all say that they, we're actually a separate subcontinent.
We are in the...
It's a continental plate.
We are
on the plate.
We invented
plate tectonics.
We're a mid-Atlantic nation.
We can
nation.
Bloody rewrite plate tectonics.
Can we not just claim to be part of deformed Pangaea?
We are.
Are we not? Yeah. We rescind our European nature and we're Pangaeans.
I'm a Pangaean.
I'm a Pangina. That's
why.
Panginas.
I don't really want to leave Europe. I'll just specify. I don't know enough about it to know if it's good or bad, and everyone's lying to me. So.
I want
to
leave Earth. I'm taking the United Kingdom off Earth.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I'm up for that.
You guys coming or?
Yeah, well, I don't think I've got much choice if you're taking the whole country.
You could nip over to, I don't know, somewhere else where humans live.
Holland.
They live in Holland.
Is that not on Earth?
Holland's on Earth, but UK will not be.
Are you planning on attaching it to a different planet, or are you just going to have it floating nearby?
And what kind of life support systems are in place for when we get to the upper atmosphere?
Don't you worry about
that. And what will you be doing about the Republic of Ireland, considering they're technically attached?
We'll ask him.
And the boredom of space.
Oh, no, don't worry about that.
I think there's enough like activities to do in space to keep you at least happy until your grandchildren.
Space luge.
Yeah.
Space swords.
Space Olympics.
Space swords is totally cancelled.
Space disc.
That's totally cancelled.
Yeah, all other events are pending.
Yeah. We'd be a lonely island. Oh!
Well, it depends if the Republic of Ireland came or not.
I think I'm going to force
then we'd
them
be,
to
like,
come.
Island friends and it'd be okay.
We could leave Northern Ireland behind.
Can we not just take the whole of Ireland with us? No, actually, wait, I'm taking the UK without warrant. I'm taking Ireland as well. They can come if they want.
What about, like,
I'm taking islands? Them as well. They can come if they want.
The humans, I'm taking the
right,
island.
I see. You're taking the island.
You'll give them, like, eviction notice.
I'll give them a, like, they'll have
just
to sign
tip
a
them
form.
Into the ocean and fuck off. See you later.
They'll have to sign a form, and those that don't sign the form, stormtroopers, will
just
flush
them
out.
What happens if the country won't allow them to sign the form? Then, you know what I mean? We've been over this already.
Then that's the hell of red tape.
Honestly.
One thing I think you guys should discuss
bureaucracy.
Is the... What I thought you were actually bringing up was that the international trading law thing, basically the shit they tried to slip through the British...
The America one,
well,
yeah.
It started in British government and spread over to America. Now they're basically...
TTIP.
Allowing corporations to sue governments for a potential loss of earnings.
Wow.
Because corporations are in charge of the universe.
Yeah, but it's almost gotten through. Harsh. They're like only just sort of like managed to mobilise against it now, and it's really, really just insane shit.
It's madness, isn't it? It's just like on every level insane.
Holding countries to ransom.
If they allow fracking, and then years down the line it turns out that it's actually really bad, which I think it already has, but never mind.
The place they invented it.
If they then ban it. Then the companies that they brought in to do that can sue the government for having allowed them to in the first place because they lose profit.
It's already happening, Sebastian. I believe Sweden's and somewhere in Australia has been already been sued by the countries have been sued by corporations for discouraging smoking.
Wasn't fracking invented in Texas? And there is now a complete ban in Texas on fracking.
That's because anyone with any kind of sense about it says fracking is a completely destructive way of getting your resources.
The guy who invented it said it was for use in very specific circumstances. He never expected
it to
be used across the board like this. Just before he died, he was like, this is bullshit.
I once met a representative who was a very intelligent man.
If you could phrase this in the form of a limerick, I would be a lot more pleased.
How did it start?
I once met a man who was in fracking. His wife needed constantly backing.
Yeah.
They used to play boardroom. She was always on form when she found out she was due for a sacking. No.
That's pretty good.
That was alright, yeah.
Off the top of your head.
Anyway, he was actually a very intelligent guy and knew that fracking was terrible. And I was like saying, but what about this and the way it does all this harm? And he's like, yeah, I know. But I work for them. And that was his stance.
Was this the guy at Jay's wedding?
No, he wasn't. I don't think he was at the wedding. Maybe he was, but I didn't really got to make it personal about naming names and stuff.
I didn't use his real name. I said Jay, and... no, that's going to be weird. I was going to say his sister's name. That's fucked up. Jay and somebody else who we might not know.
You just said Jay's wedding.
Jay married his sister?
Yeah, but he married a person. Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you. Jay married his own sister. It was weird.
Well, this sucks.
I hope you listen to this.
So, levity.
I only have harsh things this week. I don't have any levity. It doesn't exist in me this week. Stuff actually sucks.
Well, I've got something that I think sucks, but has absolutely no consequence on anything, which is good. The BBC recently did a poll of the UK to find out what they think the best cover song of all time is.
That's been driving you crazy, this, hasn't it?
It's been upsetting me. Because there's lots of good ones in there. There's at number 10, we've got Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You.
Yeah.
Number 9, Muse, Feeling Good.
Yeah.
Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compares
to you.
Joe Cocker, with A Little Help From My Friends.
Yeah.
Soft Cell's Tainted Love.
Yeah.
Jeff Buckley's Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Jimi Hendrix, All Along the Watchtower. Yeah. That's number 4. The Stranglers, Walk On By. Number 3. Johnny Cash, Hurt, at number 2.
Yeah.
At number 1, Always On My Mind by the Pet Shop Boys.
Yes!
No!
It's fucking A.
Hell no! It might be an enjoyable song, but it certainly doesn't deserve to be in that top 10. No, it's completely unacceptable.
A lot of those were sad songs.
I'm sorry, what now?
A lot of them were songs associated with heartache.
They're all pretty sad, really.
That's all of them are sour, really,
I
think, deserves to be number one.
That's a fucking... Yeah,
that's a fantastic cover. It is really good.
A cover that was so good that the person who wrote it said that they would never sing the song again as long as Jimi Hendrix was alive.
Oh, God.
Really?
That's too long. That's who got to him.
Well, when I saw Bob Dylan, he played All Along the Watchtower. So, and Jimi Hendrix had been dead for ages. So.
Seemed fair enough, though.
But fucking Always On My Mind. You give the number one cover of all time to a man who's... choice of singing is to speak through his nose.
Yeah.
Without melody.
The video had that awesome actor cameo in him.
It's not about the best video covers of all time, history guys. It's about the best cover song
of all
time.
But it has the amazing
I motion that we just put that over the Elvis version.
Well, let's do that then and see what happens.
I think it'd be better.
Can you think of a better cover version than any of those on the list?
No, sucker! Not currently, but I bet if I thought about it long and hard. Well, Mr. Guest got one.
It's a song by Madonna called Oh Father, but the if you want to look it up on YouTube, the My Vitriol cover is awesome.
That's pretty good, that, yeah. Would you put it top 10, though?
Compared to Pet Shop Boys.
The Pet Shop Boys have never released a song that I've enjoyed.
Really?
Never.
Even Uptown Boys and West End Girls?
Especially.
Or, East End Boys, West End
Or Suburbia.
That's cool.
Sing it for me.
Tonight in Suburbia. I think that's not like
so. Yeah. I don't recognise that song at all.
Well, not the way I've done it. I can't remember. Did Bowie do the version or was that a cover of
Bowie? Bowie actually did.
Express Yourself by NWA.
That should definitely be on that list.
Yeah,
in fact, that should be just.
It totally is. Don't you ruin it.
That's not exactly a cover, that's a sample. Exactly.
Oh,
a heavy sample.
Wow. You guys are just criminal.
Because you might as well just say that Can I Kick It is a cover of Walk on the Wild Side.
Yeah, that don't count.
Son of a Preacher Man by Cypress Hill.
Yeah, that's a better cover.
David Bowie did the third Major Tom tune with Pet Shop Boys.
Shatner.
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 All those 10 songs should be Shatner's. And Weird Al Yankovic, does that count?
No.
I don't know. Loud Against the Machine.
Parodies.
Is word for word on some of them, though, isn't it? I like Big Butts, man. Like, that's just a straight cover. It's just in the lounge music style.
Oh, but it's still parody.
It's not a parody. It's not. It's a genre change cover.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I'll give you that.
Like, not all of them. And some of them aren't.
You're getting down with the sickness. Your mother, get up. You're getting down with the sickness.
You fucking get up.
Is it Land of the Dead that ends with that?
Dawn
of the Dead remake where it ends with the Lounge Against Machine version of Down with the Sickness.
Richard Cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Well, that's up there instead of the Pet Shop Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great cover. Sorry, guys. Fantastic.
And Leonard Nimoy, I know that was original.
What about Blues Brothers? What about Blues Brothers? Soul Man? You know what I mean?
They didn't do Soul Man. The Blues Brothers did Soul Man on the albums, not on the...
On the film.
Yeah, but they still did a cover of Soul Man. You know what I mean? Sweet Home Chicago, like, they still... That was class as well.
A lot, if not all, of the Blues Brothers soundtrack is covers, is it?
Yeah.
The Rawhide theme tune.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. But their covers are more or less flat covers. A lot of them sound exactly like the original. Is a good cover a lot more different than the original? Or same?
It's a different take on the same song, isn't it?
Yeah, it brings something new to it. There's one of the reasons this is sort of relevant is because another thing that sucks is the ridiculous sort of perfume ads anyway, but one of them's had a really slow version of the one that I want, which is actually the second slow version of the one that I want. I've heard an advert this week. And it actually got in my brain for quite a couple of days.
What about the use of Australian Air using I Come From a Land Down Under, but an orchestral version of it?
Well, weird.
That was so good. It's just there and they're doing all their stuff and then you just get... Doon, 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 doon. It's like, yes! You absolute legends.
Subtle. Very subtle.
It was good.
What about bands that release like full-on classical accompaniment albums? Shit like that.
Like Metallica.
Yeah,
or even acoustic albums.
Are they covers?
They're covering their own stuff.
Everlong?
No, acoustic, you can't cover your own stuff, surely. That's just you having another go at it.
Very interesting.
What if someone...
And if it's going acoustic, quite frankly, it's you just being lazy.
Yeah, there's already stuff like Nirvana Unplugged.
Someone leads a band and then continues solo but does their all band songs as well.
Like,
that's a cover.
When Marty Pello did Marty Pello Sings the Songs of Wet 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 to fuck off the rest of the band.
Magic.
What a tool.
Or like Guns N' Roses, who were no longer the same band as they used to be. No. Are they considered a cover band?
This is class.
So anybody else got anything? Andy, what sucks this week?
You know, I thought we were doing things we like, so I didn't really do any. I don't normally prepare anyway, but it threw me. That's what I'm trying to say. It threw me.
Well, what's...
I've hurt my arm.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
What did you do?
I don't know. I think I hurt myself go-karting, but I can't be quite sure because I then drank for 48 hours.
Okay.
Alcohol.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah. I went to bed at 7 o'clock in the morning after doing this, and then woke up at 10 o'clock in the morning to a large whiskey.
What did the whiskey say?
It said, "I think you've hurt your arm." And he said, "Fuck off, I'm going to drink you."
I was meaning to ask you, actually, because I went to a go-kart place that didn't have any shoulder restraints, and I ended up busting two of my small ribs on the wheel itself.
There was nothing. Restraints. At all. No restraints.
There were no restraints, but we weren't in a position to slam it into our ribs.
F1 go-kart. They were actually very cool. I think that's what made me so crap. That stuff, that sucks. My go-kart abilities.
What I find annoying is that, I did the worst in the final. I did okay in the qualifier. Yeah. In fact, I did pretty well in our two qualifiers, but then I did shit in the final. So I was two laps behind. I finished two laps behind everyone else.
Learning how to drive has destroyed my ability to go kart because I'm just too careful.
I just couldn't do it. It was wet as well because it'd been pouring down, and I think that I blamed the wetness for my ability for so long that I forgot that these were F1 style things, lots of tight corners, and you needed to properly stop before each corner. And I just didn't get it at all. I span out, and I think every single corner except for the last three laps. I think I did 60 laps.
I just tried to imagine.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I forgot all my red shells.
Mario Kart. That's what I was going to say. Whenever I've gone go-kart, and I've just imagined myself as Mario Kart. That's the easiest way I find.
In my first qualifying, I span out right by where everyone is. And you're in your own little world when you're driving, aren't you? I mean, obviously, you're interacting with the people driving around you, but you know what I mean? You're kind of locked in and going world. For it. Yeah. And then I span out and you just get... Yeah. I was dicks. Yeah. I still think Move of the Fucking Race goes to Dan for flipping off Birch on the way past, though. That was fucking amazing.
I got smacked in from behind by Reverend.
Mm.
Really, really hard.
You should probably tell someone about that.
Andy crossed into your car now. As well.
This is my,
cry for help.
This is my cry for help, yeah.
Well, shut up and don't tell anyone.
That's a standard move.
Mm. Listeners, help. Listeners, call the authorities.
Nobody help. This stuff sucks. It's got to get worse.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Oh, the listeners are going to join in.
Lucky
abuse.
Andy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you do want to email this abuse, our contact number is.
Actually, yeah.
You can now post abuse at the People's Beard, okay, UK.
You can, yeah.
Please don't.
You can, it'll be moderated. Mm-hmm. But you can try. Oh. Try to defeat us on the self-download. Edit. Do not encourage the
internet. You might make a great friend out of that if it went for quite a long time.
Yeah.
So anything else suck for anyone this week?
Ooh, I thought that something sucked.
Did you? What was it?
Oh yeah, actually, it's from today. Looks like they're going to cast Jared Leto as the Joker.
Oh, really?
I'm not sure about that.
I thoroughly oppose it.
Or Leto.
For those who don't know who that is.
He was...
Fight Club?
In Fight Club.
Blonde guy got his teeth smashed out.
Him!
30 Seconds to Mars.
Yeah, he looks like a fucked up Jeff Lundrum.
Who's Jeff Lundrum?
He's not that... person I meant.
He is the spliced Dolph Lundgren and Jeff Goldblum.
Yes,
Jeff Lundgren. Fuck, no one would fuck with Jeff Lundgren.
God, he'd have to be fucking 6'5", 6'7" anyway. Muscled the two of them. Yeah,
that's like a grok but with a scientist's brain.
Well, yeah, but hang on, that's just Dolph Lundgren.
No, this is both of them. They're both pretty
big.
They're scientist. Both pretty big and they're both pretty smart. You put them together, you get a giant, big, really smart guy.
He's super really hard.
Yeah.
black belt in Shotokan.
Fuck. And dry witticisms.
And what is he? What is it? What's Dobbin? He's a doctor of biochemistry or something.
He's got two PhDs, I think.
Dolph Lundgren, you are an exceptional man.
Yeah.
Really is.
Yeah, we can't talk about him and stuff. So.
No, we can't. Mm. Nothing sucks about Dolph Lundgren.
It sucks that I'm not him.
Yeah, but Jared Leto playing the Joker. Yeah. Michael, we should have Michael Keaton.
Yeah, Michael Keaton. I can't. I think it was Chris Blunt.
That would be great as well, because he'd surely be the only person that's ever played both Batman and the Joker.
Oh yeah, and he would be an amazing Joker. I mean, you've seen what he's like in like his Beetlejuice. He's got the crazy. In the 80s, he was a crazy comedy guy. He's got to bring that out again.
You'd have to sort of time it though, because it would look really weird. Michael Keaton versus a young Batman.
He's not that young. He's only about 10 years older than him, isn't he?
Depends how young he's portrayed.
Is this in Batman versus Superman, is this?
Yeah. Well, they're trying to portray him as slightly older. The whole dynamic's supposed to be an older Batman, a younger Superman. That's
I tell you what, that sucks. That they've had promo shit for that film.
Yeah.
And they've not even cast everyone yet.
Yeah.
That's fucking bollocks. Alright, yeah, let's fucking show you some fucking cool little bits of art in 2014. And it's not supposed to come out until 2016. Right, oh, assholes.
The other one they've not cast is Harley Quinn, and it looks like they might be going for Cara Delevingne.
Who's that?
A British model, soon-to-be-turned actress.
Gymnast, hopefully.
She'd have to be. She'd have to be able to do something, at least backflips and stuff. Well, cartwheels at the very least.
I've got something that sucks. How come strippers, it's like the prettier they are, the shitter they are on the pole?
Disgust.
Wow.
Yeah.
How's that for levity? How's that for levity?
No. Sorry.
If we end up keeping that in, the two members of the people here have been on a stag do this weekend. And that's why strippers have come up.
Yeah, I wasn't making it up. I was being brutally honest. Sorry if anyone's a stripper out there. I'm sure they just need more practice.
Just work harder at stripping.
No, at pole dancing.
Specifically.
Stripping's not that hard, surely. I mean, don't get me wrong. Wait, what was...
Go on, carry on.
I know, to do it in a sexy way and everything, yeah, fine. But essentially, you're taking your clothes off, and you should have learned how to do that from a fairly early age.
Can you take your clothes off sexually?
No, that's what I'm saying, but that's the only thing that they have to do extra.
When me and Joe got married, she googled her married name and found that it is also the name of one of America's most premier burlesque dancers.
Joe Mulvey.
We can't actually say the name of this burlesque dancer.
Do you know
her name is... her stage name is simply Boobs.
Boobs.
Right, and what about the stage name of the person that was the same as your wife?
Your sister.
Yeah, it is.
Besides which, like, burlesque dancers would also separate themselves out from striptease as well. Or strippers, should I say. Pole dancers. Burlesque would be separate once again.
Yeah, because they can't even take their clothes off.
No, well, they are well, done they up, cannot done up incredibly
they have
tight.
At some points during the course of the day.
Some of them do, some of them don't. Yeah,
they're never nude.
It's not a must. You don't have to, but you can if you want.
Ah, burlesque.
It's like highbrow stripping.
Yeah.
Mm.
Brandy and maybe a cigar. And burlesque dancers.
And feather fans. And sort of...
And a monocle.
Music from near 100 years ago.
And not a buzzsaw. The fuck do I mean? Belt buzzsaw.
I think we're all in a very good
position. I saw a burlesque where the woman had the old belt grinder thing and the metal codpiece, that's not entirely right. Metal pants and in the grinding thing on it with sparks everywhere.
Oh, really?
So it's not how you got your wrist.
I've seen that, but is that really burlesque?
That's burlesque.
Is it burlesque?
It's more like Cirque de Freak, but it's still burlesque.
So it's more like steampunk burlesque.
Steampunk burlesque.
I've seen steampunk burlesque.
Mm. They're a really good band.
Yeah.
It's a shame what happened to them. They all died in a chip fat fire.
Arguably, they were too close to the chip fat.
Sorry, faults.
Icarus.
He's too close.
Yeah. He was their lead singer.
Is there even worth trying to get this back on track towards Batman again, or is it just better to move on?
Yeah, Jared Leto, he sucks. He's in that band now, I think. Suck. What's that called?
Tomorrow.
That's the one.
He's done all right in films. some films, some roles.
He got an Oscar last year.
What?
Yeah, or this year even, what technically.
For? Oh, he was in Requiem for a Dream, wasn't he?
Yeah, but that's what we got the thing for.
No, was he in Germany? That was
40 years ago.
Great movie.
Was he in a very strange movie, though?
Dallas Buyers Club or something?
That's what he won for.
Yeah, okay.
So, obviously, I've still not seen that. He can't act. Yet. It happens.
I'm not saying he's worse than me acting. I know, I don't want to.
I forgot about your Oscar nominees here. Sorry, mate.
Do you know who is worse than you acting? Oh, actually, I was going to say that, but I've recently seen something that you wasn't that bad in. That's a shame.
Who?
Okay, you're better at acting than
Tobey.
Yeah, you're better at acting than Tobey Maguire, apart from in, what the hell is it called? Spoils of Babylon. That's the only decent thing he's ever done. So.
And you're an arguably better actor than the modern Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah,
I've decided I like Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, yeah, my opinion on him.
He does one guest appearance in one bloody, like, you know,
what's
awesome
he good in?
Music Shia video.
There's a song by a man called Rob Cantor. He's called Shia LaBeouf. You should go home and watch the video for it.
Okay,
it's a work of art.
Yeah,
it's yeah.
Shia LaBeouf Live, I believe it's called.
The song itself is kind of reminiscent of The Avalanches, the pacing of it. But it's a wonderful little story.
Did you say it was Rob Cantor?
Yeah,
yeah.
Rob. Yeah.
Cool. I think I did. We'll be able to listen back and find out.
Yay!
So, what else sucks?
Too many cooks. Oh, we can't talk about that. It's too good.
Yeah, that doesn't suck at all.
No.
Miss your guest. Do you think anything sucks?
I pitched in the whole thing that corporations are able to sue governments.
It doesn't really work like that, but you know.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, because the corporations
think of something else.
Corporations own the governments. They don't have to sue them. Really, it's more a PR move.
Yeah, it's like putting money from your right pocket in your left pocket.
So, oh, we'll just include it in Things We Like, shall we?
See, now, you want to work more, but I want to work less. That's what
I mean, I'd work as little as possible and get paid an absolute phenomenal amount, but that's just not the way the world works for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever
that's
options
true.
Are available.
I wouldn't want to be paid any less for working less.
Yeah.
No.
That's definitely true.
Yeah. No, I'm happy to do less for more. That's a brilliant arrangement, and I hope it happens, but...
Ideally, I just want to get myself into a position that the company I work for can't live without me, and then I will just stop functioning. that's what I intend to do, and then hopefully they'll pay me to go away. That's the plan.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it's good. Have you tried mock fighting your boss?
We have an open plan office, and I just don't think I could get away with
sure
the whole fight club.
There are toilets routine. In the
Does it have to be a mock fight?
Well, his part in it has to be Mark, I suppose.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know, if you can antagonise your boss into battering the shit out of you, job well done.
But again, in an open plan office, it's a little bit more like, yeah, he was asking for it.
Ah, but if you can just say it very quietly with your back to everyone else, and he just goes for you,
no,
can say whatever the fuck you like, and he can say whatever he likes, but you're the one with a broken nose and he's got blood on his fist.
The whole point was he was blackmailing him because there were no witnesses and stuff, so he'll still have to be in a cupboard or something. Yeah. Do you not have a stationary cupboard?
No, you just antagonise him into punching you.
Yeah, but then if he starts punching you, he just gets fired.
Wasn't that the day that Andy asked the boss to go into the stationery cupboard with him and then came out with a bloody nose?
Yeah. That was really blood.
Oh, I thought something that, brief sidetrack, I did something that was rubbish. Hard course at like Miasis, like where your body gets invaded by parasitic organisms.
You remember
maggots.
Earlier on when we discussed the importance of levity?
What about if you set the fire alarm off your building and catch him while everyone else is leaving to a mass outside? Empty office. Jobs are good.
For security cameras.
Is it?
I think there are some. They certainly tell you they are, but I don't know.
Exactly. You can't see it.
I've never really looked. I don't intend to.
First thing I'll look for.
I reckon I will look shifty in a lot of shops for that. Because I do look. Because you work on security, I'm always like. Oh,
I always think dickheads. Whenever I see one, I fucking hate them. I understand why there's some use for them, but I really hate security cameras everywhere.
How do you feel about those curvy mirrors?
That's stupid. It's like you don't even know where we're looking.
You can see through them.
You can when you're close enough, but not from afar.
Get closer and work it out.
Walking up to it, looking at, planning it out, looking around, marking down.
Some of the best times of my life have been stood in the corner shop, staring up into the big shiny mirror.
Oh yeah. I'm missing.
Are you? Aren't you? Are you? Aren't you? The one way to tell is when it does that little shake, though, when you move.
Yeah.
And you're like, there we go. Or rob something and see if they catch you.
Yeah.
Has anyone seen that video of the guy stealing the flat screen TV from, like, somewhere in America, like an electrical shop like Dixon's? and he's obviously clocked where all the security cameras are, and it's brilliant. He just sort of like shuffles in sideways on one camera and then walks forward, and it's flipped to the other camera, and it's him walking backwards again, dead straight over the camera. Third camera, it's him sort of backing out of the shop, and then he just turns around to run, and he's got a fucking huge flat screen TV under his arm that he couldn't see because the angle of the camera, and then he just pegs it, and the security gun rattles after him.
That's awesome. Pretty cool. Yeah. That is pretty cool.
Bit of ingenuity.
I've got something that sucks. Black Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're coming up to it, so I figure that's all right.
Many will die.
Why do we have that now?
We don't have that in this country.
Why is that a thing? I've heard of this but in America. Hey, I don't even know what it actually
means. People
are
still going to die. It's still going
to
be sad.
No, but someone has to explain the actual...
It's Super Sale Day!
In America, it's between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Right.
So it's the next shopping day.
Is it called Black Friday just because of death is associated with
it? I think it was because there was one horrible one at the beginning.
No, there's been one horrible one.
They just carried it on and hope things would get better.
I don't think it's named after something like that because businesses wouldn't refer to it as that.
That's why we're thinking it'd be strange. So what is the origin?
Origin of the name is, no. But it can't be, they can't be the same Black Friday because of something negative, because businesses just wouldn't use it.
It could have been because in the black stock market wise.
Do you not wear is that right after Labour Day? That's got a colour in it.
That's why I got all the colours in it.
Well, come on. Well, black's no colours then. Why are we talking about colours at all?
Actually, if you want to make black from paint, you have to put all the colours in.
I feel this has got way too convoluted.
Anyway, yeah, Black Friday's coming. Is it Black Friday or Black Monday?
It's Black Friday.
It's Black Friday. Yeah, Black Monday's when all the stock exchange really nuts in the
Blue
days.
Monday.
It's Blue Monday. It's Blue Monday.
Happy Mondays.
Yellow Thursday.
Yeah, it is out of order. Orange People Wednesdays. Act like crazy fuckers. As well, our manager got chinned last year for it.
You have Black Friday at your place.
Yeah. How long has this been going on for?
Our first year of doing it was last year.
But your place is kind of linked to a large American company. Yeah.
Share.
Yeah. Well, she has
shares. I wonder if shares has many shares.
She's probably got like a whole portfolio of shares.
You could probably buy shares and shares.
Oh,
yeah.
Shares.
You could share your shares with shares friends.
Okay, stop.
Share, le pain. What time are we on, James?
Oh, well past.
Yeah, we've got to we got to do quick things now.
you checked?
Yeah, good. I know what we're on.
Oh, I know what we're on.
Wait, that's just doing.
Just time for a quick thing that everyone thinks sucks. Well, not everyone has to all agree that it sucks.
When you order a stripper and it doesn't look like the one in the picture. That sucks.
We've all been there.
There you go.
Standing on sharp objects in the dead of night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shout.
When I finished work today, I realised I hadn't eaten anything, and I suddenly realised I was really, really hungry. And then it felt like my lungs hurt, and that sucked.
Mm.
Shia LaBeouf.
Disagree. When you're sitting on the roof and one of your shoes drops off into the garden, and you've got to go out and get it in the middle of the night.
Why is your leg outside the window?
You're sitting on the roof.
Oh, yeah. You did say that. Okay, why are you sitting on the roof?
Why not?
To look at stuff.
Yeah, why not?
They found his
body. That's a good cover. Didn't Robson and Jerome cover that?
It's a good cover.
Yeah.
Is it though?
Yeah, it's a powerful cover. Come on.
Yeah.
You choose that over Unchained Melody.
Yeah.
Which was in the charts in Britain for 12 weeks?
I actually quite like the Pet Shop Boys. I'd still choose that just out of bloody mindedness.
It's a good tune.
I don't think that matters.
Do things alone now, mostly.
Well, yeah, that's it for Stuff Sucks this week. If you want to get in touch, you can do things we like at thepeoplesbeard.co.uk. That's the one.
Or you can get in touch with us at Twitter at @_things_we_like and things has a capital T. We're also on iTunes and shit.
Yeah. And you can visit us at thepeoplesbeard.co.uk.
Yeah, there's blog posts and shit on there. It's not just podcast.
Get down.
But don't do any of it. Because you suck.
Yeah. I've been...
Do some of it.
Yeah.
Do most of it.
All right, then.
Well, we're going to go now. We've robbed your house.
While you were listening to this, yeah. We've pillaged all the valuables.
That noise that you heard before, it was us rifling through your wardrobe. And we've stolen your grandmother's jewellery.
What were you thinking buying that outfit?
Jesus Christ, it's so silver.
My eyes still hurt.
Mm. Bye.
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 Go! 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 You went away. It should make me feel better. I don't know how I'm going to get through.
Fuck off!